Good morning, students. Today we are going to study about the topic power sharing. Objective of learning. Students may have a better understanding of how a vast democratic country like India is working in a smooth and efficient manner in spite of all the diversities. It provides an insight into how different social, linguistic, and religious groups are accommodated in our country. It keeps a track in checking the previous knowledge of the students related to the topics democratic politics and working of institutions of class 9th. In this session, we are going to cover the topics power sharing definition, need of power sharing in a democracy, how power sharing is practiced in an ideal family, then different forms of power sharing. First, let us discuss what is power sharing. Power sharing is a system of political arrangement in which the powers are shared between various organs of the government, between various levels of the government, and also between various social groups and pressure groups. In slide 4, you can see the need of power sharing in a democracy. Children, you know, democratic governments are accountable and legitimate governments. Power sharing tries to resolve the conflicts between different social groups. People can take part in decision making and give their opinion in a democracy. A democratic rule involves with those affected by its exercise and who have to live with its effects. Thus, power sharing is the very spirit of democracy because it enables the working of the government in a smooth and efficient manner. In slide 5, we can see power sharing in an ideal family. When the workload of the parents are shared by children, which will give the following result in a family. There may be ease of work, smooth functioning of the family in a coordinated manner. There may be peaceful life in the family, and the parents may get more free time to spend with their children, and the children will understand the dignity of labor. Slide 6 contains different forms of power sharing. Slide 7 consists of horizontal division of power sharing. Let us see what is horizontal division of power sharing. Children, last year in 9th standard, you have studied about the different organs of the government, that is legislature, executive, and judiciary. The legislature is the law making body, that is the parliament of the country comprise the legislature. Executive consists of the prime minister, the council of ministers, and the administrative officials of the government. Its main function is to implement or execute the laws passed by the parliament. Now, next comes the judiciary, whose main function is to interpret the laws made by the legislature. Suppose there occurs any rift or conflict between the organs of the government, the judiciary will come into effect. And judiciary, you know very well that it is a system of courts. Now, each organ exercises unlimited powers coming under their jurisdiction. One organ will not interfere in the matters of the other. At the same time, each organ checks the other, which results in balance of power among various organs. For example, powers shared between the class teachers of 10th A, 10th B and 10th C. Another example, power shared by CCA captains of various houses. Let us see what is vertical division of power sharing. Children, you know very well that the powers which are shared in a hierarchical manner, that is, national government at the top, followed by the state government and the local governments, forms the vertical division of power. Let us see from our own school experience. See, who is the head of the institution? Our principal, who is controlling all the matters related to our school. And principal is sharing some of his powers to various class teachers of different classes. And at the grassroots level, the class teachers are sharing some of the powers to the monitors of different classes. Now, slide 9 consists of the power sharing among different social groups. See, our constitutional and legal arrangements are made suitable for the weaker sections as well as for the women. It meant to give space in the government and administration to diverse social groups. It is giving a fair chance to the minority communities also. Now, power shared between political parties, pressure groups and movements. Power is shared between various political parties through coalition government, which you are familiar with. Coalition governments are those governments which are formed by the different political parties by making a temporary alliance in case if a single party is not getting a majority of seats. Citizens have the freedom to choose among various contenders for power. It ensures that power does not be concentrated in one hand. Interest groups, that is, the traders, businessmen, industrialists, farmers, industrial workers also share the power.